Here they are, Meghan Markle's vows.
I, Meghan, take you, Harry.
I, Meghan, take you, Harry.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
Our good friend Julianne from Ireland was at the royal wedding over the weekend. Good morning, Julianne.
Hi.
So the first question I would like to ask is to follow up on what Salt asked you about when we talked to you on Friday. Did you sneak a flask into the royal wedding?
Yes.
How long did it last? Because that was an interesting pregame.
Well, there was four of us, so we actually packed a suitcase with our picnic. And the security man sort of looked at me and I said, it's for four people. And he says, are you sure it's not for six?
So how close did you get to the royal wedding? Were you inside the walls of the castle?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is incredible. Where were you sitting where you got to watch it all happen?
I don't know if you were watching. Did you see the door where the royal family walked in? Mm-hmm. The side door of the church? We were right there.
Wow.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part, I think just experience. Like my mom, I got to share it with my mom. My mother-in-law just made so much to her. Just being able to be part of it was amazing.
So outside of the memories, what did you bring back with you? Because the English love their tchotchkes.
Well, we did get like a goodie bag when we got inside and we checked in. So inside the goodie, well, the names and date is on the bag. There was a bottle of water, a gold coin, chocolate, shortbread, and a fridge magnet.
Yeah.
I love that they feed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give you a fridge magnet for the royal wedding.
Because they know you were going to drink first, so they give you some water and some shortbread.
Yes.
They're like,
of
this
course.
Is for the Irish contingent.
Yes.
Did you get any commemorative plates?
I have a plate at home, yes, but I bought that before I went.
Okay, let me ask you this. What celebrities did you get close to?
Well, where did I start? We got close to George Clooney and his wife.
Amal?
Is he so good-looking in person?
Oh, she was stunning, and he is so tiny.
Is he?
Oh yeah. He's gorgeous. But it is so tiny.
Compared to her, she's tall. She's super tall.
Okay, yeah. So George and Amal Clooney. Who else did you see at the royal wedding?
The Beckhams. David Beckham smiled and waved and said hello to us.
Can we just talk about how beautiful he is? I mean, he stole the show. I'm going to tell you, the
really
suit
did.
That he was wearing, the vest, he had the pocket watch with the chain hanging. He was a vision. Yeah.
He stole the show. He really did.
Yes,
he interacted so well with the crowd. It was amazing.
All right, and one other thing I want to ask you about, this is our friend Julianne, who actually went to the royal wedding over the weekend. What about security? What was that like getting through? You talked about them checking your food and your drinks, but what was it like as far as for the royal family?
It wasn't too bad. There was police everywhere, but it doesn't make you feel uncomfortable or anything like that. You know, it was nicely done.
Mm-hmm. No pat down?
No.
Lovely.
There you go.
And what about after the ceremony? Where did you go? Were you able to attend any sort of reception?
After the ceremony, we could stay in the grounds and get inside the chapel. But as you can imagine, the queue was so long. So we just sat and we stayed where we were, interacted with the crowd around us. We met some girls from England and shared our Prosecco with them.
It really sounds just the same way that the Americans celebrated.
Yeah. Do you know what? There was Americans everywhere. You could just hear their accent, and they loved the day. And there was a lovely American lady came up to me and admired my outfit, and it was just amazing.
Now, what was the vibe in England? Seeing that and this is something they talked about during the ceremony. It felt like it was a very Americanized ceremony with the choir from the United States, with the preacher from the United States. How did the English take that?
Well, personally, I thought it was amazing. Now, we got a copy of the order of service, so we were able to sing along with the choir and pray and, you know, just know what's happening next. You know, every step we knew what was happening, but we thought it was a lovely touch, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. Yeah, I thought it was a great ceremony.
What an amazing experience.
Yeah. Wow.
Really.
Well, Julianne, we really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your story with us.
Not a problem.
And when you come to town, we need to hang out and have a pint or 12.
Oh, that's not the problem.
We'll bring a picnic for sex.
All right. Talk to you later, Julianne. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.